Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Lions have put up 52 points. It'll be back to the drawing board for Ben Johnson and the Bears.
Listen, anytime you lose a game like that, man, it's a kick in the teeth. Nothing about that feels good.
Caleb Williams' numbers today, 19 of 30, 207 yards, two touchdowns, one pick. He was sacked four times.
How do I come to terms with it? We got 15 more games.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
Bitches Lions are having fun today. Oh, they're having a great time.
Man, how do you get a team to respond to a kick in the teeth like today was?
To kick in the teeth?
Man, can we go on to the next game?
I don't know. What's up yours?
Tell me quick. Hey, love a kick.
In the teeth.
Things are worse than ever.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Oh, yes, I understand you're fond of music. I have arranged a little surprise for you.
Surprise?
God. Lawrence.
Oh. Wait.
Okay,
wait, hold on, let it play out.
Sounds like a funeral dirge.
It is.
Welcome. It is the Spiegel at Home show. We are here with you to talk about the Bears, and they are not very good today. We appreciate you listening on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. 911 indeed. Presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. That music is from my guy Greg Woods, listener of the show, piano player extraordinaire. That is Bear Way Down. Not Bear Down, but Bear Way Down. And I agree, it is mournful. It's like a New Orleans funeral around these parts.
Not as happy. Not as happy as a New Orleans second line funeral. That's true. That would be a party.
Yeah. So this is it a Viking funeral? Are we putting the bears on a boat and setting them out in the water and lighting them on fire?
We're lighting yesterday's game definitely on fire, man, for the way that they played. And don't worry, we're going to make room for you too. Here's what we have planned for today's show. We are going to talk with Kurt Warner at 3:25. He has watched the tape. He has thoughts on a lot of things, including how things were put together. We are going to talk with Jalen Johnson, he who is not going to play football anymore for the rest of the season. We're going to talk with him at 4:30. I hope that he's just like okay, not even football okay. But we'll check in on him at 4:30. And in between that, there's all sorts of stuff that we want to get done on today's show.
Man, you hit on it very well in transition. And the performance of Ryan Poles at this point, to have not a single Pro Bowler to his name in all of his drafts, to have the 10th pick overall and 3 second rounders essentially make no impact whatsoever, is the new microscope we add. Because I thought the conversation in the offseason of does Ryan Poles deserve another chance was a worthwhile one. I was a yes. Ben Johnson, way more importantly, was also a yes. We know this. We know this for a fact. Ben Johnson was a yes on letting Ryan Poles stay and extend and getting them aligned. But now we got a new data point, which is 2 games into the season, how this freaking draft looks and how this team is not getting any help from Ryan Poles' draft picks. It is a horrendous look for him right now.
Eric Lambert had this, and he threw it out there, and I got tagged in it. 26 players have, of the 34 players drafted, 26 have played one or more seasons. None have made the Pro Bowl. He's the only general manager in franchise history to have that honor at the moment.
Dude, Emery had Pro Bowlers.
Ryan Pace had a bunch of Pro Bowlers.
Multiple Pro Bowlers.
Including one that's still on your team that's now probably going to IR for the rest of the year.
Ryan Poles has none.
3-17 against the division. 15-38 overall. Those are both worst history in franchise history. So that tells you what Ryan Poles has done in his career as Bears GM.
Man, it's like the long leash of forgiveness at the beginning, such a start he was afforded to have to change over. It was a big bus. It's going to make a slow turn. We gave him all kinds of leeway. Praise the long transition to his vision of talent. They had tons of cap space in multiple off seasons.
And wasn't that was something that people looked at and said, look at what he did to Carolina and how he set this team up. And what he's done is he's wasted those picks that he's had.
That's the thing. That's the thing. You look at those picks, that like 4 top 10 picks and 7 second rounders since year 2 for Ryan Poles. And what he got. And right now, through 2 weeks, there are 13 offensive linemen who got drafted in rounds 1 or 2. 12 of them have started a game for their team. The other one is Ozzie Trapillo, who can't dress. That draft pick, that dude is not a left tackle. He's absolutely not. Theo Benedet's getting garbage time snaps yesterday. What the hell is Ryan Poles thinking? That's BC. He's supposed to have the pipeline to BC.
He is supposed to have the pipeline to BC, but that pipeline seems to be bad. And the other thing is okay, if he's not a left tackle, then what is he? Because you ideally have your right tackle, who people swore up and down was the better choice over Jalen Carter when I told them that was a mistake. And that guy cost you 30 yards in penalties yesterday, along with getting your quarterback hit. He's a fine player. There's nothing wrong with Darnell Wright.
He's just a guy, man.
I think he's better than just a guy. But Speed,
you think so?
I think he's. But the problem is that if your projection for him is that he's your right tackle,
then what are you drafting Ozzie Trapillo for?
Correct.
It makes no sense at all.
You drafted a swing tackle in the second round.
In the second, that's crazy. Round. After you traded out of a spot, theoretically, because he didn't like the running backs that were left, and you don't end up with one until round 7.
And then, like, it compounds the problem that you have at running back for you, too. Like, there's a lot that is going on here, and it's not good. And it's illustrated by everyone. Yesterday was I talked about it after the game, my video for 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, and then on House of L. This is an organizational loss, and that's what's so frustrating about the extension that Ryan Poles got and the idea of him not still trying to grow into this job, like Kevin Warren believing that he can grow into this job. And maybe he can, but Bears fans have a right to be tired of that. They have the right to be like, I don't need a training wheels GM at this point in his career.
Hey, man, you're right. I mean, here's the thing. Ryan Poles was excused for a lot of went on because the thought was that Trace Armstrong had railroaded him to Matt Eberflus, and Trace Armstrong had railroaded him into Shane Waldron and all those coaching pals and cronies. And now that that's been cleaned up, we get a chance to see the true vision of Ryan Poles with the help of a real coach and Ben Johnson. And I have reveled in those possibilities. But through 2 weeks, I just don't see it, man. I don't see it at all in this draft and with a lot of the other players from his draft, which don't have value. And then you go back and look at the guys he traded for. Montez Sweat, what is happening with your $25 million defensive end? Your $25 million defensive end. You heard what Ben Johnson said? We didn't affect the quarterback.
Nope, not one bit.
You must affect the quarterback. Jared Goff just sat back there. He was 17 for his last 17.
Yeah.
Man.
Jared Goff was so hyped, he jumped up in the stands. He needed a lot of help to get up there. But he went there, and they're making plays down the field. Jaquan Brisker, where was he at yesterday? There's a lot of toast that was going on with Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown. And I get That's connected to your pass rush. You're leaving those guys in a bad spot because you're not affecting the quarterback at all. You're not putting any pressure on him.
There's just nothing at all. Like last week, Jared Goff against the Packers was deeply affected. He threw 10 passes to Jahmyr Gibbs last week.
I am so happy that as a show, Friday, we actually sat down and we're like, maybe the Lions offense isn't bad. Maybe Green Bay's defense is good. I'm so happy that we did that because we didn't walk into this game being like Detroit's offense is totally broken and the Bears should take advantage of it. And a lot of people did. We looked at what happened Thursday night.
Yeah, we did.
And we were like, maybe they're just real good.
Today's a tough day for the transitive property. You know what I mean? You got the Packers looking like they are, and that makes the Lions thing look a lot worse against the Bears. You got the Vikings looking like they did last night, and that makes the J.J. McCarthy thing look a lot worse against the Bears. Through 2 weeks, it is a bad season for the transitive property.
And it looks like J.J. is going to be out for a while with an ankle injury. Ooh. So there's injuries all the way around the league. Joe Burrow looks like he's going to be gone for a long time. And Jalen Johnson looks like he's done for the year. Mm. T.J. Edwards probably is going to be down for a while.
Man.
So those are your two best defenders. One's not going to be here for the whole season. The other one is going to be gone. Like if you've tweaked a hamstring after having a hamstring, I've got a couple of questions for you. One, what was the operation that got you to the point where you felt like both of those guys were full go? And do you need to review the process by which you clear players who then ended up re-injuring the injuries that they've had and kept them out of camp?
They put Luis Robert out there and just let him go. Put Eloy Jimenez out there. Just let him go.
Don't make Jalen Eloy. he's Robert, right? Robert's the better player.
That play where Jalen put his arm over the wall and tried to hold on.
That was a bad choice. Yeah. So him falling into the net. Like, those are all things that you didn't want to. And it's just everything about how your organization worked yesterday didn't work. And you got exposed.
You did.
That's the frightening thing, is that if you were a Bears fan that looked at Monday night's game and said, okay, new coach, new system.
Mm-hmm.
They're working through some stuff and it didn't go quite right. Week two, now they figured out all the biggest jump that you can have in the NFL is between week one and week two. And you get to week two and you're sitting there at the end of the half going, what the hell is going on? And then they come out of the half. The game is not gone
dude,
at that point.
They looked terrible coming out of the half for the second week in a row.
And that's a problem.
I agree. There are a lot of problems. And I can live with the progress. I can live with seeing the progress if there's enough of it on the roster to make me think they're anywhere close. But they are just nowhere close.
They're not very close at all. And we know that you're frustrated. At 3 o'clock, we want to talk with you. We want to take your phone calls. And I'm sure there are a lot of Bears fans with a lot of thoughts on what it is that this team is saying that they're doing versus what they're actually doing. We need to take a break. When we come back, it wasn't just that you got beat. It wasn't just that you got beat by 4 touchdowns. It was that they made you wear it yesterday. And God bless the Detroit Lions for doing it. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We cook with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
Ben Johnson visibly frustrated. Those are the plays they want to take away. Kirby Joseph going back to the fake play. Remember Jared Goff? We called that game
against Chicago.
Against Chicago. Fake trip. Jahmyr Gibbs falls on the ground and they throw a touchdown instead. That was great.
There's always going to be this, we don't have the rhythm offensively because we lost Ben, or we're not as good because we lost AG, or this player leaves or what? And ultimately, it's do you have the coaches? Yes. Do you have the players? Yes. We just got to clean a few things up. Man, let's make a better call here in this situation. That'll help the players. The players, man, it's the footwork. It's alignment. It's assignment. It's your finish. It's the – and it's really what we focused on.
Dan Campbell talking about the things that he was tired of hearing, and it came across pretty clearly that he was tired of hearing all of the stuff about his ex-assistants being gone. And we played some of it last week, Speaks, where he's saying, what do you mean something's wrong with our offense? And you're not doing as much shifting and motioning. We don't really do that on the road.
Yeah, man, home and road splits are something to look at in terms of those motion offense, for
they
sure.
They did quite a bit of it yesterday.
Yeah, they were very comfortable.
And they beat up on the Bears, and we're discussing it with you. 312-644-6767. We're going to take your calls inside the next segment.
When I see Ben Johnson on the sideline week one and now week two, I see a proud, smart, longtime football guy coming to grips with what he's gotten himself into. Because he knows how this league works. He knows that there are games like this when you are bad, when your roster is bad, and this team is far, far away. And his guy, Dan Campbell, he knows how to build his team into what it needs to be. He knows how to make them feel confident and to stay with the identity that they've created. And they did so. They ran the hell out of the ball, and they were aggressive, as always.
And it takes a while. Like, and I expect that it'll take a while for Ben. It's just that was so embarrassing. And I imagine for him that he's probably seething. I know that on camera yesterday, he wasn't. But because he knows, like, that's what they do. That's what, when you were the offensive coordinator, those are the types of things that you would do to other teams, mm-hmm. including the Bears, while you were doing your audition last year. You clowned them. You absolutely clowned them. I appreciate that. When it was fourth down, I was like, I wonder what they're going to do here. Because there's a couple ways that they could go. Like, you could look at the field goal as also disrespect.
What were they? Were they up 21 at that point? Where were they?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Let me get the.
They were up a lot.
They were up a lot where you could still make the argument that maybe they should go for it in that moment.
I think that game was toast in the fourth quarter, and you knew that they didn't need to do that.
They were up 24.
They're up 24 at the time. Lawrence, do the math. How many possessions when it's 31 versus when it's 27? Alex, do you have that math? Doesn't matter.
I take that back. They were up 31. They were up 31.
They were up 31 at the time?
No, I'm wrong. See, I told you I'm not good at math.
See?
They were up 24, yeah.
All right.
45-21.
So how'd you feel about Ben doing that? Or about Dan Campbell doing that?
I loved it. I love that he went for it. I love that he made him wear it. They didn't deserve anything other than that. They didn't deserve mercy. Like, they didn't deserve someone being like, oh, that's too bad about the Bears. Let's just shut it down. And I'm sure that Dan Campbell is like this, and he goes for it. And I actually don't mind in the situations where Ben goes forward on fourth down. I don't mind that because that's part of the aggressive nature of the place that you came from.
Sure, but up 24, Steve Spurrier, would you like to back off just a little bit?
I heard someone describe it as they ran up the score like they wanted to impress the voters for the polls this week.
Yeah.
They ran up the score. Oh, but I like that. I like that. How do you, as a franchise, how will you respond to being not just punched in the mouth?
Yeah.
Well, you were punched in the mouth and kicked in the ribs.
You heard what Ben said about it.
Hey, man, do you believe Dan Campbell ran it up on you on that fourth and four goal?
What's he supposed to do? Is fourth and goal, what do you want him to do? Yeah, he could have kicked the field goal. They don't kick field goals. They go for it there. So he's doing what he's supposed to do. That's what he does.
That's beautiful. He knows that they deserve it. Like, did you buy into Ben's thought process when he talked about how these games happen? That he said that, like, you know,
when you're around this league long enough, these games happen, and it doesn't feel any better when it happens. But the good teams I've been on, they find a way to respond.
It's pretty rare, and let me give you an example of how rare it is. It's so rare that a franchise as bad as the Bears haven't had it happen in 10 years.
If you're a Bears fan right now, are you more flipped off at the offense or the defense?
I'm sorry. I was watching something, trying to figure out how that happened to him. Third and 11. You know, you can't do that. Aaron Rodgers is unbelievable. Jordy Nelson is unbelievable. I don't take anything away from them, but you can't be that bad. This is downright embarrassing. This is a proud franchise is being humiliated here today.
See, that one, the back-to-back 50 burgers.
With a bye week.
With a bye week in between.
Remember the bye week? You were here?
Yeah.
Remember the bye week?
I was like, Chessman's going to learn something from it. He's going to get those guys to play. He's going to tell them how difficult life can be, and he's going to help them rise up and stay together.
That wasn't really his thing.
No,
that
really cut wasn't. Was 11 years ago, guys. And the same problems are still happening.
That's why I reject the idea of, well, this happens in this league. It literally, you're one of the worst franchises in that time period, and it hasn't happened to you in 11 years.
Those were worse, though. Those were worse.
Because they were the harbinger of the end of a...
They were a year and 10 games in to what Trestman was theoretically trying to do. You had a group that clearly quit on them after some success offensively that we point to now, looking back as some of the halcyon offensive days. That's how pathetic we are as a franchise. But that was towards the end. This is right at the beginning. I could look at those Lions 3-13, 3-13-1 team, and probably find a couple games like this for them if we're going to accept that it's that big of a turnaround.
Mm. I don't know. With you have a ballyhooed prospect at quarterback, you spend all this money in free agency, you brought in the smartest defensive mind in the game who can kind of act as a second head coach for a first-year head coach. Mm-hmm. You got the coach that everyone wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well,
it feels pretty crappy right now.
I agree.
Why don't we take your phone calls? We've had our say. We're going to give you yours. We're also going to hear from Kurt Warner on the show. Jalen Johnson is going to join us. But your calls are next. 312-644-6767. By the way, if you're listening and you want to watch the show, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. We want you watching the show, too. You can listen while you watch. It's all good. Come on back. Speak on home. See, we're with you on the score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on the score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.